Yo, blackjack, roulette, slots, all the exclusive games you want and more. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and use code DUDEFOODS. New players get an instant deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. That's code DUDEFOODS only on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days, 168 hours, or register a new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayer. Offer 2024.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Let's go.
Oh man, shout outs to Thailand, everybody. I really want to go there.
And shout out to all the Koreans. I'd like to go to your home country one day.
I'm going again this year.
For real?
Yep, for real. Gotta go. Because last time it was all about family. You guys travel to like the country.
Oh,
that
yeah, to take your little floofy wedding pictures.
Yeah, now it's like this. That guy fucking modded my face. So it was so funny because when we were in Korea, when we took those photos,
yeah,
I guess like Korean people are very image conscious, right? Mm-hmm. So when they do these like fun, these engagement photos, this guy in like 10 years of doing photos has never done a photo where somebody was goofy.
Oh, so he was thrown off by that shit?
So he was like, are there any specific poses that you want to do? So we started doing like these corny Korean drama goofy ones, and he was literally crying laughing.
Oh, really?
And he was like, he said, this is the best photo shoot I've ever done.
Oh, well, that's nice.
There's people are like, oh, can you make sure you do this? And we didn't care. We're like, hey, you're the photographer. Do whatever you want. We just want. I know you're going to be good.
You know, man, when I met you from the beginning, I was like, now, I admire this guy. This is a guy that doesn't care about his looks. Yeah. And I just really... I've always appreciated that about you, you know?
You didn't have to say that out loud. That could have been an inner thought that you could have kept in for the rest of your fucking life. And let me tell you something. I really did. I really fucking did it, dude.
Dog, I was with Sergio, you know, getting my little haircut the other day. Yeah. And we were just talking about you and like early you were, because we started talking about my hair, because I think he had just cut your hair. And he was like, yeah, David's hair used to be kind of crazy. I'm like, I know. And I was trying to find this old JK video where you just
log.
Just, yeah, fucking like 50-year-old Asian man.
Let me tell you something, dude. When I started doing like stand-up years ago, like I think that was like the key for me to figure out that it doesn't matter what the fuck you look like. You just have to be funny.
That's the beauty of being funny men.
Exactly. You just have to be fucking funny.
Yeah.
And so everything else kind of fell to the wayside. Like, you know, when you're younger, you're trying to get the nicest, freshest shit. Mm-hmm. And then you go from that period to when I started doing comedy, it was like, good looking people don't get laughs.
It's just, you know, you can't help but kind of walk in with a preconceived notion about someone when you see that they're super attractive.
You know? You just have to work harder for a laugh.
Yeah.
And then it just, I kind of took it a little too far. Where if you go into my early YouTube videos, and like OG fans know this, I would only wear free shirts.
Yes.
Car wash, all that other shit. And it just became like a shtick to the point where at a certain point, I'm like, I kind of stopped and went, what the fuck are you doing? You have no clothes in your fucking wardrobe. You have no clothes. You're not dressed. And it was just like, this joke has gone on a little too far. And then I had a conversation with somebody else. It's like, well, if you're funny, you're fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, you're going a little too hard on this. Like, just fucking, who cares?
It was your wife. She's like, look, man, you're taking this whole I don't need to be cute thing a little too far. Take a shower at least.
No, I don't want to. I'm not brushing my teeth. I'm keeping my schmegma.
Babe, you don't get it, okay? Schmegma dick makes you funnier. People can feel it on you.
David's in the room. We can smell him.
that's disgusting.
So let's eat something now.
Let's eat. Look, you didn't bring any mayonnaise, Doug? No. That's gross. Very hungry. And you brought us some lovely red wine. What is this?
That's Bogle. It's like a cheap table wine. I fucking love this one, though. This is my favorite.
I like it. I like cheap red wines, man.
It's like a red blend. It's fucking delicious.
Let's get it. Bogle Family Vineyards. Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the family.
The owner of the vineyard actually consistently beats his kids.
Oh, God. Cheers. I'm glad you brought some hot chicken from Dave's Hot Chicken because I've been wanting to try them for so long.
How many locations and we've never tried them?
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Isn't this tasty?
That's great.
Some people are like, it's too sweet. Who don't like a little sweet? You fucking wine snobs.
You think you're so fucking bougie and cool and fancy?
Tannins.
Let's try this shit, man. I'm so hungry.
The fucking French fries? Delicious.
Sauce is great. Fries are great. Mm-hmm. Everything's great.
Fastest review for the show. 6-second videos only. Sauce great, fries great, burger great. Fuck off.
All right, I'm going to do the slider first.
Oh. For me, though, yep. I'm going to put this mac and cheese inside.
Wow, you a beast. You a beast.
I know you over here trying to get really nice skin.
Not only that, I've been eating so healthy these past 2 weeks that I'm like, I was looking forward to this shit, dog. I was like, let's fucking eat.
Dude, same here, dog. I'm so hungry. Look at this, guys. Hope you guys can see this shit. Oh, yeah.
Tender. That chicken tender is tender. The slaw is nice as well.
Oh.
Refreshing.
I'm going to have so much diarrhea today.
Because your body's not used to it?
Yeah. I just been making better food choices.
Is there kale in this slaw? Wow.
I don't know. This fucking delicious.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get a little fry with the dip. Bite the fry. Bite the sandwich. Mm-hmm. Sweet pickles popping.
Taste hot chicken is kind of fire, dude.
Really good.
Okay.
Really good.
I think Drake invested into this, right?
Did he?
I think it's like Drake is the one that kind of blew it up.
Oh, and the man, damn, the hot chicken ting, fam.
Dude, you know what's so fucking funny?
Yeah.
There's this guy who just interviews Toronto kids in Canada. And I put up this post. I don't know what he was saying. He was doing his Toronto accent thing, you know?
Yeah.
Was, you know, with the youth them and, you know, whatever. I can't do it. And I made a joke. And I was like, this kid suffered from a stroke early on. Health is wealth. I got so many DMs. Like, what happened to him? They're like, what happened? I was like, no, that's an actual accent.
Yeah.
It's that bad. When people legit thought he had a stroke. That's so fucking funny.
I just don't think they got what you were trying to do with that joke. I got it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then one of my friends, too, is like, yeah, his like speech pattern is really weird. Like, what happened? I'm like, no, it's an accent. She goes, no, it's not. I'm like, go watch his whole page. And she was shook.
Yeah, and watch our podcast, because what the fuck? We've discussed it so many times now.
My real friends don't watch my stuff.
Yeah, no facts. Like, why would we watch our friends' podcast?
Exactly. They know all the stories. They heard it all already.
Youth
and them.
This is really good. Shout out to Dave's Hot Chicken. Shout out to Drake.
And his fucking gigantic dong.
And his big old dick. Yeah.
That's just not real. I don't believe it.
You sound like a hater.
I finally saw it.
Oh, did you?
It's fucking comical. But not even being a hater, it's just like comical.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about it, right? Yeah, yeah. After I actually saw it, there's no fucking way out of all the girls he smashed, somebody didn't talk about how huge that dick is. Right?
Yeah.
Some girl would have leaked it early on. Some girl would have been like, yo, this is the rumor about Drake's dick. Never heard about his dick in the last 10 years.
Impossible. I guess that's true.
His dick's the size of this wine bottle.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe it's in comparison to mine. All right? That thing was monstrous.
Look, maybe he just, even though he smashes many women's, maybe it's women that know how to not kiss and tell, you know what I'm saying? Which is like, I feel like in his field is very rare and appreciated.
You know what I don't like about, it's like guys always talk about the women they smash. Girls talk way more than dudes.
Oh, for sure.
They talk way more than fucking dudes. Like if you have a lot of homegirls and you just kind of walk in on them just talking their shit, it's fucking wild, dude. They talk about every fucking detail.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just a fun thing to talk about. That's why it's always like, and we've talked about this before, when you have that one smash that you know, like, you know, you were just horrible that night. I have like a good two or three past canoodlings that I'm like, God damn it, for the rest of her life, she's gonna like see me on MTV and be like, you know what's funny? This guy gave me the worst dick of my life. Like, fuck, it was a bad day. It was just not my day, all
you
right?
You know what's funny though? It's so true because when we go to college shows,
yeah,
I used to always ask girls, like who they smashed out of the YouTube people.
Oh, God.
And usually there are, like, specific suspects. And guess what? They tell everybody everything. Mm-hmm. They're like, this person's dick size. It was fucking terrible. Blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, dude. You guys don't give a fuck. So people do know.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I refuse. Never happened to me. You know why? They would never let me see them naked. So there's no stories anyways.
Wow, bro. You've been out here fucking 10 steps ahead your whole life. Like, avoid the bad sex.
This is enough.
Avoid the bad sex rumors by not having sex.
That wasn't by choice.
Avoid the stigma of the unfunny hot comedian by not being hot. You are just like Jedi mind tricking everybody, dog. Fucking chess, not checkers.
Let me tell you something. You ever play chess by yourself? That's my life right now. Hey, let me tell you something. Shit was rough. It was a lot of work.
Well, how's your weight loss going? Because you look great.
So, if you guys want to hear about this shit,
mm-hmm.
Years ago, I mean, what I started doing was just time-restricted eating. Not so much for like...
the intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I just did it because I can't control my portions.
Right.
You know, like I just can't stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, if I give myself a timer mm-hmm. about when I... Even if I overeat every day, all the time, if I at least do this part, I won't be snacking all the way till the end.
And it'll give you your body some time to...
Yeah, so like... Well, then this year I'm like, okay, well, let me research why this worked. I don't mm-hmm. fucking know why. And there's so many like case studies about why... Fasting is great. And not just fasting, just not eating 24/7 all the time.
Right, right, right.
So there was this case study where they did it in a whole year
mm-hmm.
where they had two sets of groups of people, right? And they literally studied them from a whole year. One group had a caloric intake of 3,000 calories a day uh-huh. about. And it was, don't quote me on that number, but it was enough calories to where you're supposed to gain weight.
Okay.
And the other group, same amount of calories, same lifestyle, everything's the same, mm-hmm. but they restricted when they could eat. So okay. the idea behind this was to figure out, is it just as important as how much you eat as it is when you eat?
Mm.
So that first group gained weight over a year,
okay. right?
Whatever nominal amount or however much it was.
And they're just eating regular hours, whatever, whatever.
Same food, same everything, okay. eating whatever they wanted. The second group, out of all the people in that study, they either stayed the same weight or they lost weight. Same amount of calories, same amount of activity, mm-hmm. which is fucking wild. And so what they found out is like through like inflammation, all this other stuff. Either way, it's like shit that you're supposed to feel. Like you're supposed to feel hungry. Right. I think we're not used to that type of stuff, especially me. I'm not used. I never want to feel hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So just with that alone and practicing that, not changing my diet, still keeping the same activity. Like first thing that I noticed too is like because of that, like, I'm already reducing my calories without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm still eating shit.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that I want, just making healthier, a lot of choices, but my skin cleared up. Mm-hmm. Joints don't hurt as much. I looked into that. There's a whole study about that. That's too boring. I don't want to talk about it. And then on top of that, like, so it's been about, this is day 10, and I just checked my weight. Not being too concerned about the weight aspect, but it went down about, like, 6 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa,
hey, look. Cool, man. Hey, French fries.
Look at you. Enjoying yourself.
Enjoying myself. I think, like, the hard part is just, like, you know, it's a food addiction. So you crave everything, anything, all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you this, right? I've been going very hard on healthy food. Recently. Like, I've been eating mainly salads with some protein, trying to chill on carbs. But I tell you one thing. I always, whenever I'm proud of myself having a delicious salad for dinner, I'm so hungry. At night, I'm so hungry. I'm like, what? I eat my delicious salad, nice little protein, low carb shit, and at like 9 p.m., I'm like, let me just have a couple cookies. Let me just have some salt and vinegar chips.
Because I'll say this too, right? Like, I do want to be healthy and feel healthier. So there's the working out aspect. I'm walking. I'm doing everything. And then I have another buddy of mine who's also trying to lose weight because he's going to Mexico. Mm-hmm. I was telling this fool fucking has been starving himself like a dumbass, and this fool fell down the stairs the other day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I was like, because I saw him recently, and he lost a bunch of weight. It's like, damn, that's hella fast. I was like, yeah, I lost like 10 pounds in a week, and I'm like, that's not healthy, dude.
That's not healthy at all.
And this motherfucker fell down the stairs. I was like, hey, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
You can't hold your fucking legs up, dummy.
Oh, you'll see the point when he posts those pictures from Mexico looking chiseled and glossy, my guy.
He's just going to be skinnier, but he looks like a baby. He's like no muscles whatsoever.
Oh, so he's not even working out?
No, not working out.
Ah, terrible.
What's the point?
Look, man, I, unlike you, I actually have been able to really manage my portions. So it's like, I've been kind of, I'm just saying, you said you're bad at that.
No.
I'm all right at it.
We're just here punching me today, huh?
So I've kind of, especially now that I only eat leftovers that my children leave behind.
The diet book's coming out soon, guys. Yeah. I want to see the pictures inside the cookbook.
It's gourmet recipes out of bread, like crusts and chicken bones, dog. And that's basically what I do. Like, I fucking, whatever's left over for breakfast, I'll tell Chia, I'm like, can I eat this? Is this done? And it's literally just chicken skin and bones and like fucking.
I like how you have to ask permission.
Well, because here's what was fucked up, dog. I would be in the kitchen, clean up the kitchen. I'm like, I'm gonna just eat this leftover hash brown because it's fucking leftover hash brown. And she would be like, ah, oh, I was saving that for their lunch. I was saving that for this. I'm like,
what you mean?
she'll like, you know, save the rest of a hash brown for later, like crumple it up for Q or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's like other shit she saves. So now I'm like, all right, well, there's a half a piece of chicken skin here. Can I eat this shit or what?
My rule is this. If you didn't tell me, you didn't claim it, it's mine.
Well, we have a new rule now where it's like, I don't eat leftover shit until I get confirmation from her. And she don't throw anything away until she asks me, because I be trying to finesse all these leftovers. And she'd be like, oh, it was just a leftover, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was done. I'm like, look, man, new rule. Don't throw shit away until you ask me. I won't eat anything that's left on the counter until I ask you, you know?
I like how in your household you can't even have leftovers.
I can't do anything, man. Which brings us to a great topic that I wrote down that I was going to tell you.
You're just walking in. I'm so hungry. You're just like losing weight because there's no food for you.
And there's like, it's food all over the counter.
I know.
I pick up a fucking, like an orange peel and she just slaps it out of my hand.
I'm saving that.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to stuff my face and then we're going to be right back.
Dudes Behind the Foods listeners, DraftKings Casino is bringing you only the best. Classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots, plus exclusive games you won't find anywhere else. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and use code DUDEFOODS. New players get an instant deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. That's code DUDEFOODS only on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777.
7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only, void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days, 168 hours of registering new account. Max. Match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayer. Offer 2024.
Yo, you know we trying to get fit out here in these streets and, biking. Now, that's some good old exercise right there, dog. No matter how you're approaching 2024, electric e-bikes can help you go the distance. I can go the distance. Go to electricebikes.com to learn more about their wide selection of e-bikes that start at just $799 with the XP Lite. That's electricebikes.com. Now look, man, these things are comfortable, they are fast, they are durable, and man, they are stylish. I like to be cruising in style on these streets because people just love taking pictures without even asking you, okay? Now check this out, anyone can ride. Designed for a better mode of transportation for all riders, durable features and accessories for added safety, convenience, and control. You save on gas, parking, and maintenance, okay? Financing as low as $49 per month. Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and be sure to mention that Dudes Behind the Food sent you in the post checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So, if anyone ever questioned for, hold on, let's I'm gonna film this for myself as well because this is great. This is good stuff. Just gonna get some footage here. David So, we're filming Dudes Behind the Foods. This man has concocted a crazy concoction right here. It's the mac and cheese on top of the Dave's hot chicken, spicy chicken tender with the beautiful, soft, stick to your gum white bread holding it down. My guy, take a bite. I wanna see you do this.
I also added honey.
Wow. Wow. Do it. Hum.
Mm. All right. That shit hit.
Whoa.
That shit hit hard.
Whoa.
That right there hit too hard. That's kind of crazy right now. Yeah.
Don't get too crazy. I got food coming for the next episode too. Oh my God, he's getting crazy.
Oh my God.
All right, so if anyone ever questioned my loyalty to my family and my children, let me tell you this fucking story right now. Now, of course, you know, I wouldn't consider myself an influencer per se. But I do influencer things. I do brand deals. I do, you know, that type of shit, right? I be influencing. So, of course, you know, I get hit up for influencer trips and brand deals and shit like that. And I told myself a long time ago, I'm not going to do no frivolous shit just to go to a party or just to go to whatever unless I'm getting paid. I'm not going to leave my family behind for a weekend or whatever if the event is just the event. I'm always like, look, man, if you want me to do this shit, you want me to post, I'm gonna need a bag on top of whatever's going on.
Okay, right? I leave my fucking family and my wife and two kids.
Yes, exactly. So, but that all changed when I got this email 2 weeks ago to advertise an upcoming movie. Tim, I have an opportunity. Spend a week in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Ooh!
Everything is paid for. But, you know, for a couple posts, some stories and a post, there will be no compensation. You know what I'm saying? It's only the trip. The trip is the compensation. And I'm looking like, fuck, I want to go to Brazil. I want to go to Brazil so bad. But, like, it didn't make sense. Well, like, and of course, if there were no babies in the equation, I'm going to fucking Brazil, right?
And you'd be like, can my wife come too?
Yeah. And I said that, right? Yeah. And I was like, because I felt like if anything, let me see if I can convince, you know, like Chia will be down if the both of us. But it was like, unfortunately, no plus ones. I'm like, shit, man. So, and on top of that, when I already wasn't going to go, Chia has a brand deal that same weekend to go on a trip where she is making money.
Yeah, it's not going to work then.
So it's just not going to work. So it would have been me landing on Friday and her leaving on Friday. And, like, for us to really make this shit work, we would have had to call in somebody. And it was a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, unfortunately, guys, I'm, like, fucking so upset. Unfortunately, it doesn't make sense for me to go to Brazil right now.
Cut to Tim's going to be in Brazil on Instagram. Two butts smashing his face.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a, you know, so babe, part of the brand deal is that I needed to take two pictures for my feed of just big Brazilian butts squishing my face. I don't know what that has to do with the new Godzilla movie, but it just is, all right?
Speaking of lascivious things, did you see that Instagram hack where you could have titties?
What? No.
So all they have to do is have a fake doll suck on their titty.
Oh, where you can have titties on Instagram. Yes. I thought you meant like it'll give you titties.
Oh, no, that too. That shit is crazy. Like it's literally like a fake doll and you just see full-blown titty.
A lot of shit gets away with, you know, under the guise of education.
I was like, dog, this is porn. This is amazing.
I know. So I've seen, you know, of course, like breastfeeding videos on Instagram. Like there's a lot of that, right? But this woman is like
squeezing her titties, shaking it.
She just takes her titties out and pushes it up against the face of a doll.
Of a fake doll.
And then her paragraph is like all about like nursing and breastfeeding, but she found the hack where she can have her titties on Instagram. And some may ask, what is the benefit of that? Here's what a lot of these like IG models will do. The ones that have the OnlyFans, they will post their thirst traps and then you know, they have their link and their link goes to their OnlyFans and then that's how they make their money, right? And sure enough, this breastfeeding Instagrammer, it's like, you know, breastfeeding, you know, her bio says something about like nursing and breastfeeding, but you click that link, but get OnlyFans. And I knew it because I saw that JK clip and I was like, what? And I went to look for research for science.
Hey, I researched for about 3 hours. And let me tell you something. It was time well spent.
I researched because I have children. So, you know, I just wanted to see what type of pumps she was using.
Yeah, right. Apple Vision porn.
So, but that's the hack, man. It's kind of crazy, right? You can see full, like butt nakedness on YouTube. It's just under, like, education.
Oh, I only knew about that because I forgot what the fuck I was looking up. It was like, what the fuck was it? It was yoga.
Mm-hmm. Naked yoga.
Because, you know, a lot of MMA people talk about yoga and how, like, beneficial it is for you. So I looked up, okay, let me just try. First of all, yoga's hella hard. That shit is too fucking hard, man. I hate that shit. If you have ADHD, yoga's difficult, man. Because you're just, you know, you got to hold the dog, it's so hard. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next thing you know, it went from yoga, and then you see, like, these, like, adjusted links. It's just straight up pussy.
Yes, many just body parts all in the camera, and it's under yoga. And there's also, if you just look up like naked yoga, it's a whole genre.
I didn't even look. I just looked up yoga, and there was a girl on a beach in like a G-string, and she's doing all the crazy. I'm like, is this allowed? This is fucking nuts.
Maybe you just haven't tapped into that spiritual side of your brain yet, David Shaw.
That was spiritual now.
Maybe your chakras aren't lined up where they need to be. Okay?
Maybe your chakras are too aligned. All right.
No, no, my chakras curved to the right.
Your chakra. There was one where, and that kind of led to like me researching really hard, looking at other stuff. And then there was like a comment that wrote like, it was, I forgot what it was. I mean, it's been a long time, but it was like other things that you can look up on YouTube to basically see porn, which is kind of weird because you could just look at porn.
Yeah.
But I guess the idea of it not being there is exciting.
There's a thrill.
Yeah. And so there was one where there's like, you could look up women getting waxed.
Oh, yes.
Which is not attractive at all. It is fucking devastating. But it was out of curiosity. I was like, oh, what is this? It is fucking rough, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You just put hot wax and they just go whack. Mm-hmm. And they rip it off the fucking labia. It's nuts.
Chia waxed my pubes once.
Oh, my God. Did you bleed? Because there was bleeding in that fucking video.
I didn't bleed, but, you know, mind you, because Chia is a, you know, trained professional esthetician, you know? So for a video one time, we did it. It might even still be on YouTube. It's intense.
I got my armpit waxed.
Oh, yeah. I remember that video.
Yep. And that was probably top 10 worst pain I've ever felt. That shit hurt so bad. I legit cried.
Did you see that story about that woman, waxer, who she posted all proud? She was like, baby girl helped me wax like 8 clients today.
Baby girl.
And I was able to put, you know, pay her as one of my blah, 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 and put money in her savings. She had her fucking like 2-year-old like infant helping her do Brazilian waxes. And
I don't know about that.
Yeah. And everyone was in the comments like, This is child abuse, you know, like, how are you exposing this child to like other people's private parts? You know what I'm saying? And sure enough, CPS was called, police came, arrested her.
100%.
Yeah.
Like this is, look, I understand, get your fucking bag, but how can you throw away common sense and morality for that? But like, this is where like, and I'm pretty sure social media didn't make her that way. That bitch would have done something crazy with or without social media with that child.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking nuts, man. I mean, it's kind of just, isn't it common sense?
A lot of people don't have common sense, man, you know?
That's fucking nuts. What the fuck is she thinking?
She thought, I'm going to start my baby's career off. I'm going to put her on to some shit. She's going to be the first ever 5-year-old waxing people with her own salon. Is it?
She's like grabbing penis and fucking ripping. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that's real. That sounds like something fake.
I know. But anyways, I was inspired. Veda now knows how to give circumcisions. I Googled a step-by-step on how to do it, and
Veda can do vasectomies.
Oh, God. I told Veda, Uncle David is uncircumcised.
Oh, so no.
You're her first client, dog.
No. This is going to traumatize me. Uncle David, take me to go pee. Oh. I was like, what? What? What do you mean? Yeah.
So Veda has this thing. My daughter has this thing where, you know, like when she whenever my uncle's around, like Uncle David, Uncle Rick, she like just really wants them to be part of like bedtime and
everything.
Stuff. So she was like, Uncle David, take me for like story time, right? But then she like really wanted him to like help her pee and shit. And this is when like, you know, she was just beginning to know how to pee and like use the potty. And Uncle David's like, okay, I will stand here. Wait, did you even go?
I went in there because she was crying. So I stood there and then she was like, all done. And then she was waiting for me to wipe her. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's enough. Tim. I was like, Tim, come here.
Yeah.
I was like, Uncle David loves you, but it's like, I'm not doing that.
maybe not this part, mama.
I'll watch the pee, but I'm not. And the funny thing is, she's very particular about you watching her pee, too. I couldn't just stand there. She's like, Uncle David. I'm like, here we go. I was like, this is very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's 3 now.
She's a big girl.
She's such a big girl. And we just went to the doctor and come to find out. Because people have been saying, you know, people have seen her and been like, she really shot up. Huh? She's really stretched out. And you don't really know. This is my first daughter, child. So I don't know how big 3-year-olds are. But we took her to the doctor. And apparently she is taller for her age.
Really?
How about that?
I feel like your kids are going to be pretty tall.
I think they'll for sure be taller than me.
Because Chia's brother's tall.
She's brother tall. Yeah, he's probably like, I don't know, 5'8".
Yeah.
So, who knows? Those genes maybe have got in there a little bit. I have a random tall uncle too. Like, who the fuck knows? You know, genetics are weird. But Veda is a tall. She looks long already.
On my mom's side, I am the third or second shortest.
What?
Yeah. So everybody's 6 feet and above. Except for my brother and one lady who has polio. But other than that, I'm pretty much there. So when I met them in Korea, I was kind of like, what the fuck? Why is everybody a fucking giant?
That's dope, because when y'all are at the Korean club, you can just look across and see each other, spot each other right there.
People in Korea are, not only are they taller than, I think, the typical Asian that we see, but they also cheat their height. So they wear lifts in their shoes.
Mm.
So when I was in Korea, I was like, damn, everybody's my height or taller. And then my relatives are like, they all have lifts. Ooh. So it looks like regular shoes. They're wearing their regular shoes, but it gives them an extra 2 inches.
I see.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense. She goes, yeah, they're not that. She found out because she dates. You know, she goes on the dating apps or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she was telling me, no. Like, when they take off their shoes, they're always 2 inches or 3 inches shorter.
Damn.
It's like, dude, Korean people are so concerned about their fucking image in Korea. It's kind of unreal.
That's crazy.
Like, to wear 2 to 3 inch lifts in your shoes, because I've heard about this, but you know, you don't want to believe in all the rumors, but when you hear your younger cousins talk about, like, that's annoying about guys, you're not your real fucking height. Just be your real height.
Right.
I'm like, oh, so it's a thing. She goes, she told me, like, 4 guys that she dated all had 2-inch lifts.
2 inches?
That's a lot, dude.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's like, what the fuck, 5'10 to 6 feet.
That's so funny that the girls in Korea are, like, doing the same arguments as, like, the dudes out here, which is like, take her swimming on the first date so you can see her without makeup and shit.
Oh, so this is a good question for you then, right? So I've been, that's so funny. I've been, remember your sketch with the fucking.
Oh, yes. If men got ready.
Genius.
The way IG models did.
I think that's
like
one of your most like genius sketches.
Thanks, man.
It's like, you've been seeing a lot of guys do physical modifications now, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing a lot of girls being like, that's fucking whack, blah, 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 blah. I saw this one guy made this video. I didn't really think about it for some reason, but he was just like, who the fuck are you to tell me? Tell guys that they're not allowed to have shit that enhances their looks.
Right, right.
He's like, I don't fucking do it. But every time you go in the bathroom, you come out, you're a different human being.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the fucking difference, mm-hmm. right? Like, you liked it when you saw me. Same thing I liked it when I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then afterwards, like, you take it off. I'm still around. So what the fuck's the problem? I was like, oh, shit. Has it gotten to, like, that point now?
I think it has. You know, it's way more common now. And I think it's way more common for guys to really be modifying a lot of shit. And I think as a result, yeah, more girls are getting upset, but I also feel like more girls are also becoming upset, accepting and realizing like, oh, okay, well, this makes sense. We do all this. Let them do their shit, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like before, if you were a dude that was balding, the most you could do was put a hat on. The women called it hat fishing. Okay.
Oh.
Where a dude would have, he and would then, look fucking 10 years younger with that hat on, but as soon as he took it off, you see that fucking Sherman Helmsley, you know, that all.
Sherman Helmsley.
You know what I'm saying?
That so, milk dud on top of that head, baby.
And then now, you know, it's like dudes getting a whole like lace fronts and getting fades and shit with the hair. It's like they got a whole like fucking, like, really good hair pieces on.
It's like impossible to know that it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible. Like, shout out to Dietrich's Dom.
Yes.
Right? He did the funniest fucking video just doing that shit. Till this day, I have it in my favorites because it was so fucking funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for him too, he just took it straight on. It's like, look, I did too many head spins and it shaved, it fucking ruined my hair. I'm gonna get this hair piece. And guess what? If he didn't show the world that, none of us would have known.
Yeah, and you know, y'all watch this shit. Every week we talk about getting Botox and like, you know, different measures we are might have to start taking soon just to, you know what I'm saying, keep up the physical appearance because we out here on social media. It's ruining us.
I'll tell you this. I got lucky because I was so trash with my body for the past few years.
Yeah.
Now it's like, they're like, oh, you've de-aged. It's like, well, it's just now I look my age.
You look way younger for sure than like old JK News videos.
100%. And like, when I saw that whole hairpiece thing, I saw videos where there are guys who, I didn't know what the video was about. It's like he's getting a haircut. I'm like, you have no hair. Why the fuck are you getting a haircut?
Mm-hmm.
They put the hairpiece on, and he looks his age now. Because before that, I thought the dude was like maybe in his 40s, 25. Because he's balded early.
And isn't that crazy?
Dog looks handsome as fuck. You just don't see the face because all you're focusing on is this shit.
It's crazy because I can tell when a company's emailing me up to collaborate and they're totally lying, because the company was like, hi, Tim. You can tell that Tim was like plugged in. Hi, Tim. You know, we're big fans of your videos. We love blah, blah, blah. You know, we're wondering if you would be willing to collaborate on our product, which is like for like baldness and hair thinning. I'm like, hi, guys. If you watch my videos, you would see that my hair is beautiful.
Yeah. Do you mean David So?
It's like, I have a very healthy, beautiful head of hair. Unfortunately, this will not make sense for me, but I'll see what I can do, you know?
There's a lot of like, I see like 90% of the emails that I get are just spam, fake, you know, shit. And yeah. You just have to look at the, well, first of all, they could lie a lot better, but they're doing it automated. So there's like no photo of them. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else. There's like, even in the contracts they send, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit, dude? Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Like, I remember this one, it looked legit. And I was like, I want $40,000 for a reel. They're like, of course. I'm like, all right, we're done here.
Get out of here. Oh, dog, so funny.
We're done here, dude.
Okay, speaking of which, right? There's this new scam. I don't really know even how it works for them, but it's companies that will hit you up and they say they want to do a live podcast interview, but like through Facebook, okay? Uh-huh. And they'll use names of like popular comedians or some shit. Originally, someone hit me up for a comedian I'd never heard of. I looked him up. He had a following. I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. But then the whole thing was weird. Going back and forth, the email seemed weird. Sure enough, I Googled it, and it's like a scam because they say they want to give you $3,000 to appear on this Facebook podcast. And they'll say like it's sponsored by like Nike or sponsored by Louis Vuitton or whatever the fuck, right? And then for sure, I Googled the name of the guy, and it was like, oh, this is a scam. You know, I don't know how it works. I don't know how they get your money, but whatever.
Yeah.
So anyways, I got a similar email to that to do an interview with Tahir Moore. I'm like, I know Tahir, right? Screenshot immediately. Send it to Tahir. I'm like, bro, is this legit? I don't think it is, right? He's like, oh, nah, man. Oh, my God. They got you, too? They try to scam people with that. And I'm not sure how it works,
How do they get their money?
Yeah. I don't know, but.
Because even if they get your account information or whatever, they can't get your money.
Right. Yeah. So I'm so curious. So I've been engaging with them. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's do it. I'm like, oh, I'm a fan of Tahir Moore. I would love to be on his show, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been talking, going back and forth. We have a Zoom call scheduled on Saturday. So, because he says he needs to walk me through the technical aspects of it. But I'm going to invite Tahir onto the Zoom call.
That's hilarious.
And I'm going to see what they do.
And you got to record it, dude. That's going to be fucking fun.
It's going to be so dope. I'm so excited.
They're like, it's like an Indian person. Yeah. What?
No.
I don't know.
No, they're like, hello, who are you? Nice to meet you. They have no idea who it is.
I know. Who is your friend? That's to hear. I know. You think I don't know? I know. I'm down with it. I'm very here.
Okay, so we're going to Google each other's nudes and we'll be right back. Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
What's funny is, have you ever seen these videos of this guy that reverses the cameras on these fucking scammer telemarketing companies?
Oh, hey, how satisfying is that shit?
I love it. I love it. I love it. I jerk off to it.
He's like, he's like learned enough, like whatever Indian language he's learned. So he understands like a quarter of what they're saying. And there was one guy that was irritating me because he was acting so whatever, fuck you, do whatever you want. Like, his English was really fucking good. Mm. He goes, you think I fucking care? Do whatever the fuck you want. Like, I'll fuck your wife, saying all this other shit. And then he gets into his computer and he starts deleting all of his files.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then he goes, no, 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 no. He's like freaking out. That shit made me feel so fucking good.
Whoa.
Because the guy was telling him to go, like, I'll fuck your wife. He was saying crazy shit to the guy. He goes, okay. Goes in, he sees his computer, he goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, 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 no. He starts apologizing. He goes, I won't do it anymore. Deletes everything out of his fucking computer.
Wow.
It was so satisfying. Revenge is amazing.
I saw one where, oh shit, remind me to tell you something. I saw one where this guy, Oh, so the dude had hacked into their cameras and shit, right? And he had been listening for like a few days or week before he said anything to them. And so, and for those, for context, okay, so there are a lot of corporations, some of them are based in India where they will scam, they try to contact like older people and say like, oh, we need to talk to you about your credit card, you missed this payment. And they convince like these older people to pay these companies a lot of money. They end up paying, like these old people get taken advantage of, end up like sending these companies lots of money because they feel like they're gonna lose their house or whatever the fuck, right? So this guy reverse hacks, reverse gets into their system. So this dude had been listening to this specific building for like a week, right? So now so they called somebody, they thought they were calling somebody else, they called him, he's talking to them, right? And he's like, and of course they're using fake names when they do their calls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he, for example, he's like, I know your real name is, let's say Robin. He's like, I know your real name is Robin. She's like, what? And he's watching on the camera, she's like, what? He's like, yeah, and I know you're sitting next to, I think to the left, it's David. She's like, what the fuck? And she starts cracking up, right? And then so then she's like, she's sitting there, she's like, okay, you know everything. Who's next to me right now then? He's like, I do believe that's JC. And they're like, what the? They start tripping out, dog. It's so fun to watch.
Dude, that's amazing, man.
Technology is wild.
I fucking love that shit.
I'll tell you this, bro. On some hacker shit, crazy shit. Cause PD Flow, my boy Pedro, right? He was one of those dudes, like, before it was really popular, he built his own PC for gaming, shit like that. This was back when we were still in, like, high school, right? High school, going into college, we were young, right? But he knew how to hack shit if he wanted to. One time, he fucking, I think, I don't even know why he did it.
Side note.
Yeah.
Do you have any, concealer on?
Yeah, it's concealer sunblock, tinted, yeah.
Your skin from their last thing, it looks really good here. Like, it worked really well here. Like, your skin here looks fresh and new.
Thanks, but then on my eyes, it looks stupid.
But everything else, trash. Just like right here.
Yeah, no, it's
good. I was like, it looks brand new.
It's sunblock with a tint.
But even then, like, the texture is different.
It's getting better.
Yeah, your texture is different in your skin now.
I'm on a very extensive routine right now.
Yeah, I was like, oh, your skin looks a lot better.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I was like, whose face am I looking at? I drunk?
Not old Tim.
Not old Tim.
So... this fool was able to make my like disk open up on my computer, like my disk. Like he could do that to people if he wanted to hack your shit, make your fucking computer open up if he wanted to. Technology.
Did you ever used to do that thing where on AIM they had that one guy? It was like a computer program that you could talk to and it would just respond back. It's like AI.
On AIM?
Yeah.
No, I never did that. I was talking to real people.
Okay, no, this is not what the thing is. All right, so. There's this thing, I forgot what it's called. If anybody out there remembers, there was a specific screen name user that you would contact, like in a group chat or whatever, or if you chatted them up, and it would just respond back with anything, right? Or it would respond back to the things that you said, like AI. So there was a guy, Korean dude, he's like a fob,
okay.
And we were fucking around with him. And at the time, like, you know, these guys, they know, there's a bunch of gangsters and shit like that, but they're really goofy guys.
Okay.
And so it was like, hey, why don't you talk to one of the OGs? And so, but it was just like the aimbot thing. And then the other homie grew up, he goes, I'm gonna tell him you called him a little F word. Yeah. And then he goes, no, don't do that. And then it was so funny because the aimbot would respond almost as if it's irritating. He was like,
really?
I'm gonna kill you, F word. And then the aimbot would be like, oh, really? How are you gonna do it? And then the guy started freaking the fuck out. And so he would write back, like, meet up at this spot. Like, if you're really down, then you're not down. And like the other homies are holding him and they're writing all this shit. The dude started fucking crying because he thought that he was gonna come and kill him. But that shit was fucking wild, dude. That guy legit believed that he was gonna die.
Have you ever been concerned about like the government watching you through your webcam? Like, do you cover your webcam?
So when that shit came out on like, I think it was like CNN or CNET or something like that. I started putting a tape over my webcam.
Right.
But then after a while, I'm like, I mean, if you're going to watch me do weird shit, that's all on you.
Exactly what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I used to cover this shit too. But then I'm like, if some dude in a cubicle from the FBI wants to watch me jerk off to fucking BBWs and like, I don't know. And like, and
he tries to shut off his camera from you.
And like, Latina mates. Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I can't watch. What is he doing to himself?
Like, I'll resign. I'll fucking resign. I don't want to do this anymore. Sign me to somebody else.
Yeah, I just start talking to him. I'm like, all right, man, you know what time it is, brother. Yeah. You want to get some popcorn for this? I got some crazy shit I'm about to watch.
I'm about to go through therapy. This is all he's saying.
Oh God. It's like what does the government want from me?
It's like, why is this guy breathing so heavy into the camera every day, 3 p.m. Apple Vision Pro?
Have you seen those? Have you seen that clip of the I don't know, and I don't know if it's real or not. It looks real, but like when during the pandemic, when everyone was doing Zoom meetings, the one guy who thinks he clicked his camera off. He's like, all right, guys, great meeting. Talk to you later, right? And then
Worst nightmare ever.
And then he like, you know, takes off his pants.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I it looks real. And he's like, and they're like, oh no, Jimmy doesn't know that his camera's off. Oh my God, someone call Jimmy. And he's like, takes his pants off and like starts to jerk off and everyone's still on Zoom.
I'm so dope with my fans because I feel like my fans are super dedicated. Like I did the streaming service a long time ago where people were hopping on it and I got paid a big bag for it. But I didn't know how to turn off my camera, so I left it on. It was in my bedroom. And then I came back, and I'm pretty sure I was going to come back and jack off at a certain point. But I went into my room, and I just saw my thing pop up, and everybody's like, turn off your camera, blah, 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 blah. And they gave me a good warning. And that's why my fans are the fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, his fans are the fucking shit.
Y'all would have just saw my big ass just fucking masturbating. It's not even skinny David. It was really, really whale David.
Oh, BBW shit. BBM.
Japanese BBW shit. I just put my hair into a knot and I wear a sumo thing.
You know, you just...
and I slide my dick outside.
Fucking sumo fetish. I wonder if that's a thing for women, for the chubby chasers.
Guess what he's going to do tonight?
Ew. That's like your side hustle?
Yeah.
You're a cam boy.
It's like, David doesn't get views anymore. How does he make money?
Yeah. Wow.
I do this thing. And then my dick flops.
Yeah. Jiggle porn. Wow.
Shout out to sumo porn. I'm not shaming your king, but if you guys watch that, you're pretty sick, dude.
I'm imagining it right now for sure.
There's definitely some weird stuff out there, and I'm pretty sure that is not too far off.
I have a visual.
I don't want to have a visual. I actually sumo wrestled in Japan.
Damn.
I did it. So there was a sumo restaurant in Japan that you go to. You could eat food and you watch a sumo match happen, and they'll call somebody out in the crowd. And of course, all of JK.
Of course.
David.
Those fuckers.
They fucking came. First of all, them motherfuckers are strong as hell.
Oh, yeah.
So like because at the time when I was in Japan, I was fat, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not sumo big. But in my mind, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, I probably do something.
Right.
Because I was big and I was still weight training and stuff. You know, your boy could squat, you know, not a lot for you powerlifters, but it was above 300 pounds. So I'm like, oh, I could do something. Dog, I absorbed into his body because it was so squishy.
Yeah.
He feels like a fat baby. And the dude was just chucking me around.
Did you put on like a sumo suit or what were you?
Yeah, so they gave me a sumo suit.
Like the big inflatable ones or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, which was kind of weird because I don't think I really needed it. I thought like you could just give me the thong and I would have done it.
Right.
But these guys were like 6'4". Huge fucking guys doing the splits.
Damn, for real?
The guy did the fucking splits in the middle of our shit, but he was chucking me around like nothing.
Let me ask you this. Did you do the horse meat sashimi?
Yes.
How was it?
So I didn't know I was eating horse meat. I walked in and then we were all eating the food. I'm like,
Walk me through this experience.
So the specific sashimi that they served at that place.
I feel like we talked about this on a very early episode, but I forgot, so go ahead.
Once it's been this many episodes, we could repeat stories. Yeah. So the specific meat that I ate that was the sashimi portion was actually the front of the nose, like the snout.
Wow.
So they slice that fat off and then you eat the snout fat.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was eating the stuff, I was like, damn, this shit is delicious. Mm-hmm. And then we were eating it and we all looked up because they had a diagram of where the meat's coming from. And I'm like, dude, Japanese cows are shaped different. So we didn't realize, but we were eating horse. Oh, that's a weird looking fucking cow. And then we kept looking at it. And I didn't realize until like towards the end of the meal, we were drinking beers and we were having a good time. I'm like, hey guys, I think we just ate a horse.
Holy shit.
And it was fucking delicious.
You know, someone offered me some horse meat once. And you know what I said?
What?
Nay.
I knew you were going to say that, you piece of shit. I knew you were going to fucking say that.
But I'm so curious. I think I've heard that story from you and from the JK guys. How would you compare it to cow meat? Was it like more lean? Was it?
Tasted like cow.
Yeah?
Tasted like a really good cow. Okay. Especially when you're kind of cooking it over like bincho tan charcoal, you just taste like the charcoal and the salt flavor.
And you kicked it. You cooked it. You didn't do the sashimi.
Oh, I did the sashimi and that. So it was a set meal. Oh. So you had the raw meat and then they had some raw preparations and it was the nose fat or something like that.
I mean, you've had like cabeza tacos, right? Yeah. You go to the taco trucks out here and you get that cabeza meat. The cabeza meat is like literally like the forehead and like, it's the cow's oily T-zone. You know what I'm saying? It's
their fucking some T-zone? Can I have some? You should go to the
some T-zone tacos.
Can I get the oily T-zone, please? Okay, oily T-zone.
The T-zone,
please, extra pores.
Yeah, can you give me one with the Biore strips on it?
Oh, fucking gross, dude! It's just so nasty.
But yeah, I mean, so I've had like head meat like that from a cow. I'm like for sure curious, right? Like, I think that's something.
I mean, look, let's just say this: in Mongolia, staple protein.
Horse.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So horse wine that they make from the milk. They make an alcohol from the milk. A lot of their dairy products is all from horse. Not everything, but obviously horse is a huge thing. And I've heard that from two friends that went there on missionary works. And he's like, yeah, they eat horse pretty regularly over there.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's just like food out there. So.
I'm curious, man. I just really like.
You know what I want to try?
Hmm.
I know it sounds bad because this is actually one of my favorite animals. guinea pig.
Oh, yeah, gui.
Is that what it's called?
Gui, yeah, yeah.
That's El so gui.
That's so gui.
That's so gui, dude.
Yeah, I had some gui.
Good?
It is, yeah, it is. It's tasty.
They just be eating it out there.
So, yeah, in South America, specifically like Peru, I do believe, and different countries in South America, it is like a delicacy, right? And I ate it at a spot in New York.
What?
For an episode of this show I used to do with Thrillist called Acquired Taste.
Oh.
And the texture, so they kind of like, the presentation is what's crazy. Because the whole, you know, the head, yeah, it's like, it's looked like a flying squirrel that they caught mid-flight and just fucking fricasseed.
How come
what
they
saying?
Never finesse it? Like, how come they just can't finesse the fucking
why
animal?
You got to leave the head on?
Like, it just looks like the pure animal. Like, it just went too close to the sun. Yeah. And it came right back down.
Exactly. You can't chop it up a little bit.
I know.
It's always his whole fucking body just on the plate.
Every time I've Googled it, it's just like this.
Yes, yes.
It's so, the worst.
It was, if you could, the skin was like crispy, kind of like some roast duck or like almost like a lechon pig, but thicker. The skin was, it was like more difficult to cut through. And the meat, you know, a little layer of fat. I would say, you know, kind of like pork-ish. And yeah, it was tasty.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you could just eat just about anything, but just we have a certain attractions to certain animals, other ones we don't really care about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the domesticated ones, you know. And we've talked about, you know, how like pigs are super smart, but we just kind of ignore, put that out of our brains.
I do it every time I eat pork. I'm like, oh, you're really smart, but I don't care right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, guys, well, that wraps up this episode.
I'm just going to leave you on that beautiful note right there.
Dudes behind the foods.
That's what we do. Yes, little boy.
Yeah.
Thank you all for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. Watch whatever episode I have here in the here. And when is this episode going to air? Let me see. Robin Couch, do you know?
It is supposed to air... hold on.
March 4th?
Yes, March 4th.
Well, hey, my birthday's in 2 days, so go watch a bunch of my videos as a present. Bye.
Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food. That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small,
indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.